talk about March for Science, a way for you to explore the awareness for the sciences, the environment, and more to do just that. Let's talk to you, Kelly Darcy, big deal. You are PRSSA, Director of Social Media, Advertising, Public Relations, and more. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Shelley.
We had a fun time at that little event that we were at a couple weeks ago.
We did, the fighting the myths and mystiques of womanhood in the industry.
Yeah, good students you had with good questions and roundtable discussions, and CJ and her team are rock stars.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Good Dr. Insights. Liz Arnold, thank you for being here on behalf of this March for Science. You got your marching boots ready?
I have my shoes all ready. We have our t-shirts ready. So we're hoping to pull a lot of people into downtown Grand Rapids to show their support for science. People from all walks of life, we certainly want to encourage everybody to come out, from high schools, universities, colleges, all of our scientists working along the medical mile, everybody who has an interest and wants to share a voice for science.
Let's talk about it. April 22nd is Earth Day. There is a March for Science. Looks like that is a Saturday.
It is a Saturday. It is. It's, yes, Earth Day. We're starting at about 10:30 in the morning in the 401 West Fulton, which is the big courtyard on the downtown Pew campus for Grand Valley. And we'll have a couple of speakers coming out to sort of encourage the crowd and whatnot, get everybody excited. And then we're going to take all of our numbers, hopefully great, great numbers, across the Blue Bridge down to Rosa Park Circle, hoping to encourage people to engage with the crowd, talk to us about why we feel science is important, how we use science in our own life. Everybody from chemists to biologists to librarians to doctors and nurses experience this in some way, and we want to encourage that conversation to be happening in Grand Rapids.
What time does this kick off, Kelly?
10:30, and it ends at noon, so that everyone still has a chance to go to Lansing to march also with the big march if they want to do that as well.
Yes. What are our concerns about science? Why are we marching? Can you expand a little bit, Liz?
We're certainly concerned about supporting and safeguarding our scientific community with our current climate. Certain policy changes have certainly heightened some worry among social scientists or scientists generally. And this isn't just a concern among scientists. There are a lot of people who have made clear that concerns about our lack of attention to science in terms of making policy is quite keen. We're all people who value science and recognize how science serves us in our everyday life. I can say from a very personal perspective that I have two little girls that probably wouldn't be here today without science in their very early life. So people coming from all backgrounds, all races, all identities, to serve as a strength and really show science as a scientific process that requires all of these voices to come together to support clean water, clean air, support healthcare and health of all people generally.
Kelly, we know science plays a vital role in our lives and our democracy. This event will illuminate, appreciate, and support science. This is described as a satellite March for Science. Is this happening? Is this a big deal?
Yeah, this is happening all over Michigan, all over the country. So there's the main site happening in D.C., you know, the big march on Washington. And some people can't make it out there. I don't have the funds myself to make it out there.
I don't have those funds either.
And that's a March for Science.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
Yes, the March for Science happening in D.C. So we've, Lansing, since it's our capital, is having a large march also. It's satellite of the D.C. march if people can't make it. And then we thought, why not West Michigan? Why not get some kind of support going here? Grand Rapids is huge. It's booming. You know, there's also one happening, and I believe, in Ann Arbor.
So Kalamazoo.
Yeah, a lot of big marches happening. So we thought, you know, let's show the support as much as we can for those maybe who can't make it to D.C.
There is a Facebook page that talks about this.
Yeah, yes. So March for Science, Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's a Grand Rapids, I think, Montana.
Minnesota,
that is. Also, so find the Michigan one and follow that. And we're going to put all of the updates going on there. We have an event page also that's linked on there. Everything you need to know is happening on Facebook and Twitter, including our t-shirt sales. That tomorrow's the last day to buy t-shirts. Mm-hmm. They're only $12, and they have March for Science. They have Grand Rapids on them. You know, they're really showing support. So it's great to kind of have that come out.
Obviously, this is a male-female, family-oriented event.
Yes.
Absolutely. We want to encourage everybody to come out. you know, it's a march for science, but you don't have to be a scientist to come out. Mm-hmm. I think science serves everybody in many different ways across the world, really, globally. And so really this is just a stand-up and a call to say that science is an important part of our world today, and that we really need to encourage scientific research, support scientific research, whether it be in health or the hard sciences. I'm a social scientist, and so, you know, there really is a great diversity of how science serves people in everyday life, and we just want to stand up and call for its importance and its continued attention, its continued support and research in those key areas, particularly if we're thinking about the environment and health for us today.
Quite timely.
Yes, absolutely.
Shouldn't we say that? Obviously, you want your legislators to pay attention to what's happening in Grand Rapids and in Lansing?
Yes, yes, we definitely do. We think that, you know, there's number and power. There's power in numbers, and getting the numbers out there is really important in showing kind of that, as Liz mentioned, you know, science isn't just for scientists. It's for every single person. So for everyone to kind of realize and recognize that not having policies and not kind of, and if we don't kind of support scientists, it affects every single person. It's kind of like a trickle-down effect that things are going to not be great if we don't support science on all levels.
So after April 22nd comes and goes, what's the next action item?
The next action item, I think, is to continue to be informed about the impact of those numbers of people coming out, really paying attention to where funding is being directed or where funding is being taken away, and using your voice. It's not a time to stay silent anymore, to really use your voice to say what you do support and what you believe, where research money should go, and that it should continue to go to these key issues.
Also to kind of show legislative kind of branches around wherever, whatever state you're in, whatever county you're in, whatever region you're in, you know, kind of showing them when you go to vote for anything, to kind of keep those ideas in mind, to kind of keep science in mind when you go, and kind of show that support in all ways and not just in huge primary elections, you know, really talk about it on your own level.
Still need more women in the science fields?
Always.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So actually, I'm a member of the Association of Women in Science in the West Michigan chapter, and we will be out in force at the March for Science in Grand Rapids. Look for our banner. Look for our t-shirts. I'm not quite sure which t-shirt I'm going to wear. I might have to wear two that day. But certainly a call for you know, women in science. But this is, as again, as I say, this is not a march for any one particular group. Mm-hmm. And I would really love to encourage, we were asked very specifically on the Facebook event page, mm-hmm. whether this would be a family-friendly event. And certainly as one of the organizers, Kelly and Sandy and some of our other organizers, we would certainly love, we do want to encourage this to be a very peaceful, educational, engaging event. We would love to encourage people to bring their kids and families. I think it's so important for children to be able to not only see people coming out in force for a cause that they believe in, but some of our t-shirts want to say, you know, this is what a scientist looks like. Ask me what I do. I'm an archaeologist. People often don't define me as a scientist, and yet I certainly do. So ask me about it, and I can tell you how science impacts me personally, but also in my own research as well.
And I've seen Liz in action. So that's how I met her, was through going to Israel together and doing archaeology. And that was mind-blowing to me to see that science. Who sees archaeology every day? No one. Unless you're an archaeologist, I guess.
You're an archaeologist.
Was that an actual dig?
Yes.
That you did?
Yeah.
I went to Jordan back in 2004, and not to dig, but to see, you know, to talk to people about who did that. What a cool experience for both of you.
Yeah, definitely interesting to see that science come out and see how the passion is still flowing through all sciences. Like, no science thinks, oh, I'm not that science-y. Like, everyone knows that it's important. And when Liz came to me and asked if I could help kind of do some work with this, I absolutely jumped right on board. There's no way that you could say no to hard facts.
Awesome. Any other responsibilities we should take on Earth Day?
Love your earth.
Love your earth.
don't litter.
Trash. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, let's certainly think about, you know, thinking, certainly we want to encourage all of these people to come out for this march as well, but we also want to think about our footprint for that march. You know, do think about putting trash in trash cans and recycling in recycling bins and all of those sorts of things. We want this march to be a really positive experience for everybody involved, but also for the city. So when we, you know, finish and we leave to go home, we don't want to be leaving a terrible mess behind. We want to be leaving a really positive message behind, sort of all around, not just by the number of people that come out and the signs that we want to encourage people to make signs and share their message in this educational event for sure.
March for Science happens on Earth Day, which is April 22nd. Details one more time, if you would, Kelly, where to, where and when to meet.
Yep. So the courtyard on the GVSU Pew campus, we're going to start there, have speakers talk, 10:30 a.m. We're going to march down the Blue Bridge to Rosa Parks Circle. It's going to end around noon, so you have time to go to Lansing, march there, maybe hang out outside, do some Earth Day things, whatever you need to do for the rest of the day. But definitely 10:30 a.m., we're going to get some awesome speakers coming in, kind of talk about the importance and impact of science, and then we're going to do a really fun march.
Wear good shoes.
Absolutely.
Wear good shoes.
Dr. Liz Arnold, thank you. Kelly Darcy, to boot on this March for Science, April 22nd. Thank you.
Thanks, Shelley.